Of course, in the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, we call to mind the great mystery of Jesus' real presence among us in the Eucharist. And it's not just a symbol. It's not just some sort of a cute little memorial of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, but rather his real and abiding presence, as we say, body, blood, soul, and divinity. His entire self is present in the Eucharist. Okay, and it ceases to become bread and wine, but rather is him. There's another side of that mystery, though, that we often overlook, or maybe we often overlook it, that the body of Christ is also, in a spiritual sense, present right in front of me. It's the church. It's us, right? Those who are baptized into the Lord Jesus are incorporated into his body in some way, some spiritual way. We are part of a greater organism known as the church. And that church, of course, has different parts. There's the visible part of it that we see here in this world. We call that the church militant, or the church still struggling and fighting through this battle of earthly life. And then there is the church suffering, which are the souls in purgatory who are undergoing their purification so that they can be with God. You know, and just so there's clarity here, purgatory is not some last test. Those who make it there are, in fact, heaven-bound. They are just simply being purified of the last vestiges of sin so that they can be fully in the presence of God, fully present to him, and he fully present to them. And then there's finally the church triumphant, which are the souls that are already with God, fully in union with the Trinity. Okay, we're all a part of that, though we can't see all those other parts of the church with our with our physical eyes. We are nonetheless very much a part of that family. And so that's another part of this mystery that we celebrate on Corpus Christi, the fact that we are part of this larger organism, this larger life, this larger powerful life with God. We I think should ponder those, and those things are linked, by the way. You know, the fact that Jesus is present in the Eucharist and that we are part of his body, you know, that is very literally him in his entirety. But we are, because of adoption, because of our baptism, because of the sacraments, because of God's grace, his freely given gift, we are brought in to be part of him. And so the Eucharist is what deepens that bond and deepens our unity with Jesus and with into his body. That's what deepens that bond. It nourishes it and makes it more true. When we receive Jesus into ourselves, St. Augustine spelled this out, that most food that we bring into ourselves, we make into us, right? We incorporate it into us. But this food, the Holy Eucharist, does just the opposite. It makes us more into him, right? When we consume him. And that's the great mystery, that we who are the body of Christ become more the body of Christ when we receive the body of Christ. And then when we do that, we then can become, as I've said before, conduits of grace to draw all people into that same body of Christ with us. The Lord desires, and this is not very popular to say in today's pluralistic, relativistic society, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true. The Lord deeply desires that everyone be in the church, that everyone be united in his body, because that's what heaven is. Heaven is all the souls there being united fully into his body, into the midst of the Trinity. Okay? So that's what God deeply desires. And because of that, and because we are privileged to be a part of that body already, he desires us then to be the arms that reach out and draw others to him. He deeply desires that. Okay, and so we who are gifted with his presence in the Eucharist, gifted with his blessing through baptism of being part of his life, are then entrusted with a responsibility that comes with that privilege, which is to try to reach out to others and bring them to him. Now, I think that intimidates a lot of us, does it not? We say, well, gosh, my faith is not that strong. Or I don't know maybe enough about my faith to explain it well enough to convince people to come in. I'm coming to realize more and more, first of all, my faith isn't strong enough for that, and nor is my knowledge deep enough for that. And really, I don't think it's supposed to be that way. I don't think it's supposed to, it's not supposed to be my own gifts and intelligence and talents that are supposed to bring people to Jesus, but rather, I'm just supposed to be his instrument to plant the seed, and he is the one then who works in their souls to bring them to him, okay? So that takes some of the pressure off of us, or at least it should. We still have to put ourselves out there. We still have to invite people to the Lord. We still have to testify in any way that we can that the Lord is in our lives, whether we completely understand him or not, whether we are completely and totally consumed with faith in him or not. We do have that gift in us because of baptism, and we can indeed plant seeds. And he will indeed be with us if we ask him to guide us and help us to be that great inviter, to bring others to him. Okay? So, again, we are invited. We are encouraged. We are, in fact, commanded to reach out to others and bring them to Jesus. But the pressure is off for us to do all that work ourselves. We start the conversation. Jesus finishes it. Okay? That's the great gift. That he, even though he asks us to help him, he is in fact helping us help him. And so when we come to the Mass, I would just ask, when we come to the Eucharist, we come to communion today. It's not tonight. I'm a little messed up. When we come this morning to Holy Communion, let's ask that the Lord, through his body and blood, will make us more deeply united to his body, that we can then invite others to be united to his body, because that's what he deeply desires. And when we get to heaven, okay, if we make it into the gates of heaven and we get a chance then to commiserate with the people that we have brought to Jesus, that will be a great, great joy for us, a fantastic joy that I don't think we can fathom in this life. To know that through our little invitations, we brought a soul into union with God forever that might otherwise not have been, that's priceless. If we get one in our life to come to God that would not otherwise have, what a gift. What a gift. And God will very definitely honor us greatly for that. But I think we are capable of so much more than just saving one. Okay, so let's ask the Lord for the great gift when we come to the Eucharist, first of all, that we can open our hearts to him, that he can pour in his grace through the Eucharist, that we can be more like him, and that we can invite others to come there to him as well.